Employee of the month, good idea or bad idea? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to confront something that companies, even to this day, still do that I think is a horrible idea, and it's having an employee of the month. Now, there's of course different variations of employee of the month. You might have crew of the month, or team of the month, or location of the month. And you know, it all starts out innocently enough. Sometimes the leader just wants to get people having this friendly rivalry internally. Now, just let's take that as an example. Do you really want people inside your organization fighting with each other to see who can be the best? Is this a Game of Thrones scenario? I don't think so. What you really want is collaboration internally to help win the external customer, to beat your external competitors, or even just to achieve what the possibilities are for your organization, fulfill its potential. So generally, employee of the month is a bad idea, because even think of the places that you've seen it. Often there is truly an employee of the month, and it's often the same person. After all, the superstars in your organization are generally going to be a handful, like 3% or fewer of the people. They deserve to be employees of the month every month, but putting them up on the wall becomes a discouragement for the others. You don't want people looking at, well, I can't possibly get to be as good as Jim, so I'm not even gonna try. So employee of the month, bad idea. Our goal is to build collaboration, not internal competition. But of course, managers love it because they're aggressive, they're competitive. They always think about, you know, it's gonna build everybody up if they fight each other. You know, what is the cost of doing that? I think the cost is too high. So instead of having employee of the month, why not set challenging goals and support everyone to try to meet and exceed those goals? I mean, we don't need someone to be the absolute best. We need everyone to be able to cross the hurdle of excellence. So instead of employee or crew of the month, why not celebrate levels of achievement? Why not have the levels of excellence and set the bar high, but encourage more and more people to be able to clear that bar, right? So once you've figured out that employee of the month is not the smartest idea in the motivational toolkit, you might decide that you want to work on some of your other leadership attributes. And of course, you can do that by having us on site to do live on-site training, or perhaps take part in one of our public workshops that we offer in different cities, or maybe just access some of our books and materials on our website. You can check it all out at uniquedevelopment.com. And of course, if you really are serious about taking your leadership to the next level, you should really be connected with us on a regular basis, either through our podcast on iTunes, or through our LinkedIn and Facebook pages, or even as a Twitter follower. I hope to connect with you and help you even further on your leadership journey.